Welcome to Coastal Connection. I'm Brian Russo. Coming up on today's program, we'll take you to one of the most renowned plein air festivals in the world. And we won't even be traveling very far, since it's based right here on the shore. And we'll bring you the latest in our LC Diary series, and we'll meet a local sculptor whose work has been impressing more and more folks from around the globe, including First Lady Michelle Obama. But first, the debate surrounding the so-called saggy pants law that at least one Ocean City councilman is hoping to pass continues to intensify. Last week, tempers flared to the point that Council President Lloyd Martin accused Councilman Brent Ashley of trying to get cheap publicity with his proposal to ban the sagging of one's pants more than 3 inches below the waist. Here's a clip from that exchange.
You know, I didn't want to say this in public, and I really didn't want to say it, but when you get on TV and you say you dress like a thug and you look like a thug, you must be a thug. Well, you know what? Some people just dress that way just to be a lookalike, and they're not a thug. In the 70s, when I was growing up, people had long hair. Okay? If you had long hair, you were a hippie. You must be a dopehead. Not everybody had long hair, did drugs. And that's just the way it was. You can't judge a book by its cover all the time. Not saying that you may not want to look at it a different way, but you can't judge it that way. And that's what you went out and did on national TV. And I think it was wrong.
Furthermore, Mayor Rick Meehan warned Ashley that such an ordinance could be deemed racially insensitive.
I understand your concerns, but, I think we all have to look at ourselves and make the decision about how judgmental we want to be about everybody else.
Well, to me, it's not judgmental about everybody else. It's about judgmental about how we see ourselves. Okay, what are our values here in this community?
Well, what our values...
What are we going to project to people that want to visit here?
I know what we'd like to project, but I'm not saying that realistically we're going to be able to be at the gateway to the boardwalk and say, you're okay, you're not, you're okay, you're not.
That's not the intention.
That's
an extreme.
You're a man of extremes.
So no, I don't like that.
So I'm trying to address, because that's where the conversation will go, because everybody has their own point of view on what is acceptable to them and what isn't acceptable to somebody else. So it's a difficult discussion.
But Brent Ashley claims this isn't a racial issue. He says it's a decency issue, and he's all for local government drawing a line in the sand and sending a clear message to potential visitors what the resort stands for and what it won't tolerate. He claims he even has a prominent African-American civic leader from the state on his side, but he won't reveal his name. But what he did tell me as we chatted over breakfast earlier this week is that he fears Ocean City's target customers, the average American family, aren't just getting turned off by what they're seeing on the boardwalk. Brent Ashley believes they're downright scared.
Well, Brian, I and the rest of the council have received a ton of emails with people complaining about the situations as they see it. My focus was for a discussion of decency, and I thought with the emails that we're receiving and so forth, that would be a good starting point as to how we may improve the vacation experiences for our families.
You know, I've been up on the boardwalk, and certainly I think a lot of this started in June when we had those several stabbings within a few weeks, and then there was complaints after the OC Car and Truck Show. Do you feel like this conversation about the saggy pants ordinance that you are hoping to have publicly with the Mayor and City Council could be perceived as racially insensitive?
Well, first off, the car show really had nothing to do with that weekend. I've talked to the promoter of the car show. He had no police calls, no emergency calls. There was thousands of people here that weekend. The car show was just a small part. I think certain members of the council are looking for a scapegoat to blame the situation on, and I think he's the convenient one. But no, this is no racial component to this at all. There's thugs in all categories. So this is a people situation, not a racial situation.
When you walk up and down the boardwalk, and I've talked to many families on the boardwalk, I actually went up and spent some time asking people, in the wake of you bringing this up, are people wearing saggy pants the most offensive thing that you see on the boardwalk? And, you know, for the majority of people I spoke to, it wasn't. Many people pointed to the offensive language on the T-shirts, or, you know, just the offensive language that people were using as they walked around the boardwalk. So do you think that the council might be more apt to talk about, I guess, decency across the board on the boardwalk if it wasn't just about saggy pants?
Well, first off, the people you are speaking to now on the boardwalk were not here to experience what a lot of people, including the residents, experienced in June. It's still happening, but not to the same degree. But yes, I brought up a decency discussion, which could encompass everything, T-shirts, dress, whatever the situation is. I simply ask for a discussion. And so far, I have not been able to get that.
You know, with everything that's been going on nationally, with the George Zimmerman, Trayvon Martin case, do you fear that maybe government should steer clear of, I guess, the perceived intentions of someone just based on, you know, how they look or how they're dressed? Because, you know, sometimes the perception is not the reality.
Well, that's true, but sometimes it is, too. And in my opinion, if you dress like a thug and you act like a thug, chances are you may be a thug. And we don't need any thugs in Ocean City.
You've been accused of trying to grab headlines, and they point to this sort of summertime campaign as just like the one last year where you were trying to give away free gas, and then when the council didn't move forward with it, you were basically taking tourists as they were leaving town and filling them up their gas tank as a way of saying thank you out of your own pocket. You know, speak to that. Is this a publicity stunt?
This is not anything to do with promotion, and I'm not trying to grab headlines. I don't do the crime events. I don't send the emails that I receive. I don't call the media. They call me. And as an elected official and one that believes in transparency and full accountability, I respond.
You know, you talked about the Wildwood, New Jersey law. That passed unanimously. You've been in contact with the mayor of Wildwood, New Jersey. Tell me a little bit about those conversations and why they decided to draw that line in the sand. And I know, as of yet, they haven't written any citations. Is it really just to have the law to say it, or do they actually have plans to enforce it?
Well, I think for the most part, it's the perception. And you're right, it did pass their council unanimously. And I think if they have to enforce it, they will. But the whole, I think, intent on that was the perception that we want the families to come to Ocean City. We don't want the families to be afraid when they walk our boardwalk. We want the mothers and the grandmothers to be comfortable. So I think this just set a tone for what they are going to expect of the people that visit their resort.
So do you feel that people are afraid? I know you get emails that point to that, but of course, you know, there's hundreds of thousands of people that come to the boardwalk, you know, on a given week. And then we get another, you know, 200, 250,000 people that are coming. If you're getting a handful of emails, do you think that is a, I guess, accurate snapshot of the perceptions and the feelings of people when they're on that boardwalk?
Well, I do, because I figure for every email you get, there's probably a thousand of people that feel the same way but don't take the time to complain. They just go somewhere else. And I know myself, I've been afraid up on the boardwalk sometimes. So I know the feelings are valid.
And you've been here for many, many years. What is it about this year? What's some of the behaviors that you're seeing up there?
Well, I've seen the thugs harassing mothers, grandmothers, young girls, teenage girls, by verbally harassing them, by trying to block their route as they're walking. They've done that to me. And it's very saddening for me to see this behavior on our boardwalk. I mean, it's intolerable.
If the council entertains this discussion, and you keep saying that you just want to have a decency discussion, where do we stand? What do you think will come out of such a discussion? Do you want to see it passed into a law, or would you like it to just sort of publicly state as a governing body what you tolerate and what you won't tolerate in Ocean City?
Well, first of all, I think it sends a message to the vacationing public that we're aware of the problems that we have here, but we're taking positive action to address those concerns and to find solutions. What actually takes place in the future, as far as whether it's an ordinance, maybe a resolution stating our position as a government, as a town, remains to be seen. But I can't even get the council to discuss it.
Do you get any implication that they are going to entertain this notion?
No, I do not. And as I told the council president and the mayor, you know, you can't govern with blinders on. You can't be afraid to govern. You have to take a stand.
And if you do take a stand on saggy pants, you know, there's people that I've talked to that say, well, where does it stop? If the government starts to make decisions on what sort of fashion people should be wearing, are jean shorts next, or, you know, unfit people in bikinis next? I mean, where would it stop?
Well, first of all, what about my rights? What about the vacationers' rights, the grandmothers, the mothers? Is it my right that I have to look at somebody else's behind? I mean, what about my rights?
I understand that, but couldn't it be argued that if an unfit person in a bikini offends you? You know, what if you're somebody that goes to the beach all the or to the gym all the time, and you know, seeing somebody that's unfit wearing a bikini is offensive to you? You know, that person could say, "What about my rights? There should be a law about that."
Well, first off, the baggy pants have there's no secret. It's not a secret. They've been related to gang prison life and gang activity after that. So to make the jump from something that may be gang related to a bikini is a stretch.
Over the course of your political career, you have been very big on fiscal conservatism and traditional values when it comes to promoting tourism in Ocean City. When I've heard you say many times in public meetings that government should have their hands in the cookie jar of tourism or just the way our community runs less, why do you think that this is a little bit different when you're saying that government should be included in and make a stance on what people are wearing?
Well, I agree. Yeah, the government, I'm for limited government. But I think when you have a situation that's affecting the public safety and the perception of our economy, I think there's a time and place for government to step in and say, okay, we've got to look at this and fix this problem.
So here we are in 2013. Do you think that the behavior you're seeing on the boardwalk is different than what Ocean City has always traditionally stood for? And do you think that passing this law would be the first step in restoring that, so to speak?
Well, first off, I've been here for almost 40 years, and I've walked the boardwalk end-to-end for many years. So, yes, I definitely see the difference. Again, I see the intimidation. I see the threatening moves by some of these characters. So would this be a cure-all? No. Okay, but again, it would be a statement of our position and to try to change the perception of the visiting public that we are going to take a stand. And we can work on it as we go along. But it's a good start.
That was Ocean City Councilman Brent Ashley talking about why he wants to pass a bill that would outlaw saggy pants on the Ocean City boardwalk. We'd love to hear your thoughts on this debate, so shoot us an email to coastal@wamu.org. We'll take a quick break, but we'll be right back. You're listening to Coastal Connection here on 88.3 in Ocean City. I'm Brian Russo.